More than 250 new cases of the coronavirus in the last 2 weeks have been linked to a sprawling produce market in Beijing. As NPR's Emily Fang reports, the city is sparing no measure to contain the outbreak.
A chorus of ahs rings through this Beijing alleyway, the telltale sound of throats being swabbed for mass COVID testing. All across the city, temporary testing sites like this one have been set up in the last week and a half to provide free testing for neighborhoods deemed medium or high risk. The problem is, so many people want to get tested that in the first few days, testing sites kept running out of throat swabs and testing kits. To cut down on materials and on testing time, Beijing is using a technique called sample pooling. Health workers swab 10 residents and then test a single collective sample. If it tests positive, the 10 residents are called back for individual testing. Because the Beijing cluster of cases began at a food market, many who work in the food service industry cannot begin work and get paid without first getting a COVID test. At another testing site in southern Beijing, this man complains he's been waiting a week for his results. A weary medical officer rubs his eyes and looks up. The medical officer explains results now come back in 4 days, not one, because they're swamped. What is still a mystery is how exactly the virus got to the market. At first, researchers from China's Center for Disease Control said they found traces of the virus on a cutting board used for imported salmon. Imports of Norwegian salmon dropped and restaurants threw out all their sushi. Genetic sequencing of some of the samples suggested the virus resembled strains in Europe. But now, China CDC says those strains predate the kind spreading in Europe, suggesting that it started in China, spread to Europe, and then was re-imported into the Beijing food market. Here's Gao Fu, the CDC director, at a press conference last week. He explains this Beijing cluster may have begun as early as the end of April, given the number of mild and asymptomatic cases authorities have discovered. So for now, the city is moving cautiously. Beijing is undertaking extensive contact tracing of every new case. Residential complexes near the produce market are still under complete lockdown. Everyone else cannot leave the city or faces two-week quarantines in other cities. Restaurants and hotels in the suburban fringes of the city have been told, again, to shut down completely. The goal is to stop Beijing from becoming the next Wuhan at all costs. Emily Fang, NPR News, Beijing.